This week, British Prime Minister Theresa May is in Brussels to present the European Union with a drafted Brexit deal. The deal has already caused a lot of controversy in the UK, with several cabinet ministers resigning in protest. Daniel Ellison spoke to Professor Simon Torme, head of social and political sciences at the University of Sydney, to talk all things Brexit, including if Theresa May can make everyone happy.
It's a compromise, and as on both sides of the House of Commons, there are lots of people who don't want to compromise. I mean, this thing is not going to get up when it comes to the House of Commons in the first week of December. So I don't think we need to talk about how it's all going to pan out next year, because the political crash is coming for this particular project.
The fallout from Theresa May's draft Brexit plan continues, and the United Kingdom tries desperately to stay united whilst facing an identity crisis never before seen on the continent. On the Money spoke with Simon Torme, head of the School of Social and Political Sciences at the University of Sydney. Professor Torme is a specialist in political theory and democracy and has spent the past years following Brexit. We asked him if anything in the storied history of British politics could be compared to this situation.
For this degree of political hiatus, I don't think so. I mean, certainly not in British history. So people sometimes mention the Suez Crisis, but that was a foreign policy adventure, if you like, and it blew up in the British faces. But it didn't cause a political hiatus of such depth and such extent as we're seeing now.
We also asked Professor Torme, who grew up in London, to explain in simple terms what the deal means and why there is such resistance.
She's trying to square a circle, and the square is basically about how do you honour the Brexit referendum result and recognise that Britain has to leave the European Union without trashing your own economy, which is very closely integrated into Europe. It's a negotiated compromise, and the problem is that no one is ready to negotiate yet, or no one's ready to compromise.
But what is the source of these unprecedented events in world history? Professor Jim McNamara, a distinguished professor of the School of Communication at UTS, has been studying Brexit and how the British government has been communicating with those in its care and those who ended up potentially voting against their own interests.
I was looking at how the government communicated with stakeholders and citizens, and I was there through that year, and we woke up on the morning of the 24th of June in 2016 to discover a completely unexpected public decision to leave the EU. And that was against all the predictions of the polls and all the predictions of the government of the day. And so I was looking at why that occurred, and one simple answer emerged, and that was the government was not listening to the mood of people and to what people were saying.
Professor McNamara, who has been working between Australia, Europe and Britain, is heading to London next week to give a lecture on what lessons can be learnt from Brexit.
Enough communication inbound with the government was listening to what people were saying. And secondly, the communication that was inbound was mainly quantitative polls, where people get to tick a few boxes on an online form. And that doesn't really give you an in-depth indication. Also, the polls, who fills out polls? So many people are predicting a reversion or revision of the strategy, because a lot of people believe that the people who responded to the referendum were not representative of the general population of the UK.
Next week, British Parliament will get to vote on this deal, and Professor Torme has no doubt what the result will be. And he also believes that if Theresa May were to lose her prime ministership, the Tories may have to serve up an alternative to a hardline Brexiter such as Boris Johnson.
That's actually quite a tough call, because the obvious candidates, people like Boris Johnson and David Davis, are very strongly identified with a hard Brexit option. But most Conservative MPs don't really believe that hard Brexit is in the best interest of the UK. So it's quite likely that they would try to come up with a compromise candidate, someone who understands the Leaver sentiments, but who, in a sense, wants to retain a kind of loyalty to the sort of Theresa May project.
So how did we get to this? Cliff Atkinson is an investment banker who travels to England and Europe regularly. Cliff says the xenophobia and fear born out of the Leave camp's argument is deliberately ignoring lessons from the past.
When the Commonwealth was falling apart, but they were given open doors to Britain, what happened? The people from the subcontinent, the Indians, the Pakistanis, and the West Indians came over in their droves. But why? Because they were wanted. They were needed. The Brits did not want to clean toilets, drive buses, clean the trains, do all those dirty jobs. And these people came in and did them and kept the wheels of industry moving.
Despite the domestic upheaval, Cliff does not see Brexit as having consequences on world financial markets.
I think the rest of the world just doesn't care. I think Britain's making itself, if there's such a thing, a laughingstock in financial circles and political circles for this Brexit.
Whilst Theresa May's tenure as PM seems tenuous, Professor Tormé believes there is a good chance her job will be saved, with her salvation being in the form of another referendum.
I do think there is a bit of buyer's remorse about this Brexit vote, and therefore, if there was a second referendum, I do now think that Remain might win that, you know, 55, 56%, something like that.
While the ultimate consequences of Brexit are currently anyone's guess, Professor McNamara can already see some hard lessons learnt by those in power.
Ironically, the UK government is probably doing better than most because I think it's learned some very, very hard lessons in the EU referendum. The UK Cabinet Office and a number of UK government departments have launched a whole range of initiatives to share information, to increase the research that they do, to reform the way they do public consultations.
Cliff Atkinson, however, has a more direct message in mind for lawmakers in the Remain camp.
Everybody gets a vote. Not only economists, not only bankers, not only professors, not only thing. The working man, the man on the dole, he gets a vote. It has to be explained to him. And that's what went wrong with the first one. There was an acceptance that, oh, people know how well we're doing because of the common market, because we do X billions of dollars in this and that and the other. $1 billion means nothing to a man in the street. $100 or £100, sorry, means a lot more than £1 billion. Yeah. So they've got to take the message to the man in the street and the woman in the street.
And if the government doesn't get the messaging right, according to Professor Tormé, the consequences for England as a world power could be disastrous.
I think the real danger of Brexit is that by detaching itself from Europe, ironically, it loses the stage or the platform where British voice can be heard loudly and clearly. I mean, I think a long-term declining British polity, uncoupled from the European polity, with a Donald Trump who's blowing hot and cold about whether he's going to do any trade deals with anyone in particular. I do think the peril is really Britain, you know, just heads into sort of downward spiral and loses all influence, probably to the detriment of democratic values across the world.
Professor Simon Tormé, Head of Social and Political Sciences at University of Sydney, ending that report by Daniel Ellison.